Hello, I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Chris.
Right. And what are we talking about? We got a show for you, right? We have a list of things to talk about.
We're going to talk about them.
It's jam-packed.
Probably the best episode ever. I mean, right? I don't know. Each new episode is the best episode ever.
Yes.
So, all right. So what are we talking about? We're talking about WandaVision?
WandaVision, yes.
Yeah. And maybe some Mandalorian news that we weren't expecting, I suppose.
Well, now, that's kind of strong. I was expecting eventually.
Oh, were you? Okay. Yeah. Some of these things I didn't hear about until this came out. That's why I was like, oh, really? So, yeah, I guess we can talk about that in detail when we get there. And also some more Marvel news, I suppose, with the Falcon and Winter Soldier trailer.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That is exciting. Some maybe not so exciting news for Joss Whedon. We can talk a little bit about that as well. And maybe some exciting news for Jared Leto. Yeah. Maybe he gets another shot at the Joker, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. And last but not least, The Last of Us, we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll get started with WandaVision. We're all caught up, right, with the latest episode.
Yep. Six episodes that we're all in.
Yeah, all in. I guess we could talk about the last two, though, right? Because we didn't really talk about the fifth one. Right.
So, Chris, has your thought changed since our last discussion?
I still think Agnes is behind it all. I think she's abusing Wanda's power, because Wanda said she doesn't know how it started. And I think Agnes is the person who started it. Even she's pretending that she's trapped too, to trick Vision into keep going the way he's going. And at the end of the episode, because I think she is trying to do something for unclear reasons. I think that'll come out later. But I still think that she is 100% behind it.
So do you think she accidentally got herself stuck?
No, I think she's pretending.
You think?
I don't know. I just kind of find it like inconvenience for her to get stuck and go through all that, I guess.
I don't think she's stuck. I think she 100% is not stuck. She's around too much, and she's too big of a star to be in that role.
No, I get that she could be something, but I don't know if she is the person like truly behind it. Maybe at some point she was trying to help Wanda.
I think she's the avatar behind it. So I think I don't have my thoughts all put together on this, but for example, when the Vision undid that dude at the office, he didn't say Wanda's in my head. He said she's in my head and it's painful. I think whatever she did, she was probably, Wanda took it as her being helpful, but she helped Wanda create this reality. And, you know, led her to the fact maybe that Vision was being experimented on to make a weapon, which is probably what S.W.O.R.D. is actually doing with Vision, because why else would they have him disassembled months after he was killed? I realize that I'm a podcast and that no one can see me doing air quotes, but there was air quotes around killed. So I don't know. People online have been thrown around Mephisto because he was involved, and I don't know about all that. I think that it's going to be revealed that she is the person who's tricked Wanda into creating this reality, and she's leading the events within the reality to truly drive Wanda crazier, and that is her goal, is to expand this reality, and that's why she helped lead Vision outside so that Wanda would keep expanding.
I mean, I can kind of see where you're going with that, but I don't know. I think she definitely plays a bigger role in the whole thing than what she's, you know, leading on. But I don't know, like maybe early on she was in control, or she kind of started the whole thing with Wanda kind of losing control. But I think maybe during that same process, maybe she lost control at the same time, because she, I don't know if I get the sense that she's in control of the whole thing. I could see what you're saying about, you know, the others were in pain when they got unlocked, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because this past episode, she kind of went crazy. So
did she do exactly the right thing to get Vision to keep going?
Well, he was going to go regardless. He was already heading that way.
So what did she tell Vision? You're dead. You were an Avenger. You were already dead. So she told him all those things, so right. His curiosity kept going. Maybe he would have kept going on his own, but maybe she just was nudging him along the way. What possible reason would she have to? She's always right next to Wanda. What possible reason would she have to be on the edge of town on the exact street that Wanda tells people not to go past?
Because I think that at the beginning of this, she was probably trying to help Wanda. And
also, I'd like to point something out. There is a comic series where Vision sets up like an android life. And in it, the evil character kills their dog and buries it in the flower bed and claims it was poisoned.
I had seen and kind of made that connection with what had happened in the previous episode. Yeah. With the dog.
Yeah.
And then maybe she is responsible for killing the dog. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know. I just think that I think she killed the dog because the dog saw something, and she can't stop them from not. I don't know. I could be wrong. It's just a theory. I would be very surprised if Agnes doesn't have a larger hand in this, and why I don't think she's the one ultimately pulling the strings. I think she's the one that's. She's the catalyst in the chemical.
I can see that. I can totally see that, her being like maybe somehow responsible for Wanda losing control. Like she did something to cause that. I guess maybe to give a little bit of more weight behind that theory, though, is like, you know, when Agnes and Vision were having that conversation on the edge of Ellis Street there, you know, she was kind of saying about how she took the wrong turn and got lost. And she was asking where this town center scare fest thingy was going on at, and you know, Vision told her that, well, I think it's in the center of town. And she's right. Like, oh, I must have taken the wrong turn. And Vision says, in the town that you grew up in. So yeah, I mean, why wouldn't she know her way around the town that mm-hmm. she grew up in too? So maybe she's lying about that, or maybe the town changes shape as Wanda wills it. I don't know. I guess, you know, there's lots of different things going on. I don't know.
Or it could be, I mean, that town doesn't really have that kind of celebration, and it's kind of not like that. So
But yeah, but literally the where it is in the town is in the name of the event that she said.
Oh, I know. That's the thing is, it's like they may never have an event like that. It's just one of those made up like events that sitcoms have. So she's like, oh, it's in the center of town. You know, she's not thinking right because she's got somebody in her head.
Yeah. So all the interactions, even when they had the argument and about the babies, and she stopped and then said to Wanda, do you want me to start over? Like there's a general, she's absolutely fine with the kids aging themselves. That acts as if nothing is going on. The comments that she makes, the things like that, like she knows what's going on, like her talking to the neighbor about what's going on. And then
but also with that, even the one neighbor, the one black guy in this past episode was like, are you okay? Like, do you want me to do that, Wanda?
Right. Yeah. So it seems like there's some people that are in that town that have some understanding of what's going on.
At least I think the main supporting characters, they're kind of like they may not be fully in control, but they know that as long as Wanda wants them to do it, then they will be somewhat okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I know what you're saying. If she is not directly involved, I will be surprised. I would bet you each at least a nickel.
A nickel.
I wager.
I don't normally go out on that kind of, you know, financial.
I wager limb. One thin dime.
That's wager. Too rich for my blood. Too rich for my blood. But yeah, otherwise, you're going to be dealing with a 9-episode thing that doesn't have a villain. Is Sword the villain? Because they probably not. It appears that they're doing some bad things. A Marvel movie without introducing a bad guy, unless you're counting Wanda as the bad guy, which I don't think they're going to do long term.
It may come up with, you know, either deal with, the new Doctor Strange and, you know, her history with destroying the Avengers, destroying the X-Men. Well, Wanda's got a pretty long list of people who she kind of turned villain with, but.
In the comics, but not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's
true.
That's a. I think whatever happens here, they'll be trying to put right in the Doctor Strange movie.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of like the classic stuff in the comics and stuff like that, what about the Sokovian fortune teller costume? That was pretty awesome, I thought.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I like that.
Did you catch the reference to a different comic book universe?
Which one?
Oh, Kick Ass?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I did catch that. I thought that was pretty cool. And speaking, I guess now since we're kind of leaning towards Quicksilver, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. But what do you think about them switching up the actor? And what do you think's going on with that?
I think they're trying to connect us movie fans to the Fox X-Men universe.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you there. But do you think which universe is Quicksilver? Is it? It seems like it's maybe just the Fox's Quicksilver, just the way he looks, but it has the memories of the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Quicksilver.
You want to hear my theory, and it's probably wrong.
I have a theory too, but yeah, I want to hear yours first.
So right after the dog died, and she said that I can't bring people back to life, specifically says I can't bring people back to life. Vision's not a person, it's an android. She can bring right. it back, especially since she had an Infinity Stone explode on her. Well, did she? Because it kind of got reversed. Regardless. Anyway, so since she can't bring people back to life, but she wanted her brother back, I think that her magic basically created a rift in the multiverse, and so she pulled it might not even be the Quicksilver from the X-Men universe that we know, but it is a Quicksilver that looks like him for whatever reason. I don't think he's the last person that we'll get this season. I would be surprised if we don't get a Magneto.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. That's basically kind of like what my kind of theory is too, is that somehow I think it seems to be unconsciously doing these things where she kind of pulled a Quicksilver from another universe and hence kind of created that first little maybe rift that we're probably going to see expand into a giant rift in the multiverses, across towards the end of the season. That's what I think is probably going to be the way that this whole series culminates, is in just a big rift into the multiverse where it's kind of broken, that seems like a natural place for it to go. But I think that's probably like the first hint of that, really, is that she pulls in the Quicksilver from another universe, but
she has talked memories about her parents more in this show than they talked about it in the movie right after they die. I mean, it is, they've made passing mentions to her and Quicksilver's parents like 3 or 4 times. So I feel as if they're going to reintroduce Magneto as her dad.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Did you see the Ultra? And this goes further into my Agnes is that Agatha Harkness theory. Did you see the in episode 2 where they had the posters on the wall? And it was in the opening, the cartoon opening. I believe it was a cartoon opening. It might have been an ad.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
Where they had the cow, Bova Ayrshire. They had Bova milk poster.
Oh, yeah.
And then right next to it was the kitty litter with a black cat on it that said, like, Auntie A's kitty litter. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I think she might be. I think that's. I mean, but I guess there's a lot of things going on that we still don't know. I think, and I don't know. So far, it's been really, these last two episodes, I think, have been the best episodes so far.
Oh yeah,
and I would go with a whole like. Okay, that opening sequence that they had for the show opening for this last episode. What do we think? We're thinking Malcolm in the Middle. That's what I was thinking too.
Because the way the boys were talking, the way that it was going, the way the that beginning credits was going, and then the way the boys started talking to the camera.
Total Malcolm in the Middle type move.
Total Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
I think the next one's Modern Family.
You think so?
If it's not the next one, it's the one after it, because I saw a thing of where they were talking to the camera like they do, like they're in a documentary, but they're never in the documentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see them do that. I could go with the whole series just like the way this last one was set up with the whole family interacting and stuff like that with Quicksilver and everything. It's pretty entertaining.
Just so y'all both are aware, I'm going to send a picture to look at your at your leisure.
At our leisure.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing that we haven't really. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I see.
That's what comes up whenever I couldn't remember Bova's name. And when I Googled it, that was on the images. So I sent it to you.
Wow.
To me, I guess, yeah, that's like, I could see. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So which Magneto do you think we get?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, I think we're going to get the Michael Fassbender.
That's the one I would hope.
Yeah.
But depending on how bad they met, you know, how bad they're showing the multiverse mixing up, because Lord knows the X-Men movies never figured out how to deal with the time frame that they were dealing with. I guess you could get Ian McKellen.
Or you get somebody totally different who's a mixture of both, has the white hair, but looks... got let's, muscles.
Let's talk about Quicksilver's hair in the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. And the kids seem to have, they're more than just hollow shells, apparently. You know, they seem to have a little bit more thoughts, emotions, feelings, and powers, apparently.
Well, aren't...
in the comics.
If I'm wrong. In the comics. Aren't those two part of the Young Avengers?
Yes. Wiccan. Yes. Wiccan was one of the originals, and then the other one came about.
Okay. I was making sure it was. So I wonder if they're going to do a Young Avengers.
That would be pretty cool.
Who else was in the Young Avengers?
There was Patriot. He was the grandson of the first Black Captain America.
Okay.
I'll look it up here. There was a guy named Hawkling who ended up being like he's like half Skrull. In fact, like one of Marvel's biggest storylines this past year was Empire. And him and Wiccan got married, and Hawkling is like the ruler of the Skrull Empire. So, yeah, so that was a thing. So let me see, because I have those comics, the Young Avengers here.
I mean, I you know, Westview, New Jersey, the you know, city or town that this whole thing's taking place in, it's, you know, it's kind of disturbing. But the thing that, you know, should let us know, you know, like almost immediately that something's wrong is that nobody there has, yeah, it's in New Jersey. Nobody has a New Jersey accent.
Right. Or Cobian accent.
right. Nobody's spray tanned. Nobody's spray tanned. There's not. I haven't seen anybody spray tanned.
So let's see. The original members of the Young Avengers. There was Iron Lad, who happens to be Nathan Richards, kind of a young Kong the Conqueror. So that's what he.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a young Kong the Conqueror, and he found out that that's what his future is. So he's always been trying to change it. Hawkling is Theodore Altman. He can shapeshift patterns as the Hulk. He's the son of a Kree hero, Captain Marvel, and the Skrull princess. A Skrull princess. So he's a hybrid between Skrull and Kree, so hence why. Okay,
I'm gonna stop you for just a second.
Yep.
So they've announced that they're doing Ironheart, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've got an Ironheart, we've got Skrulls, so there's two members that they could do with just a little more introduction. Keep going.
Oh well, Ironheart is a woman.
No, I understand that, but I meant just to replace.
Oh, got it. That's that could be. That could be.
Maybe like you got a different Young Avengers lineup, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yep. You have Eli Bradley, which was the grandson of Isaiah Bradley, who was also a person who got the same similar serum as Captain America. So which if you ever find the Marvel series Truth, which deals with that whole storyline, is a great read.
Aren't they going to bring up some of that? I might be like, I've read so many rumors, but aren't they going to bring up something about the history of the serum during Falcon Winter Soldier?
I think that's what I read. So okay. I'm maybe looking forward to that.
All right, so now we've got seeds for a third character. Who else?
Oh, we got Wiccan, which is we have met him. That is Vision's and Wanda's son.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Kate Bishop, who her code name is Hawkeye. So
she's getting introduced in the Disney series.
Yep. So let's see. We got Stature, who is Cassandra Lang. So that's Scott Lang's daughter.
So we have her.
Mm-hmm. And let's see who else here. Speed, which is the other twin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we got some other people that come later. But that was the original. That was the original team.
So
do you think here's another thing, I guess. Do we think Monica Rambeau is going to get some kind of superpowers?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah.
They had the X-ray that only showed light and her powers were photons. Yeah. And they said that the bubble was restructuring her DNA. 100%.
Yep.
I'll be surprised if she doesn't have photons by the end of the episode or the series.
That's what I'm hoping, yeah, because I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, and did they could add Miss Marvel to the Young Avengers too?
Oh, that's right, yeah,
because she's young at least.
Yeah, yeah.
So you heard it here first. Young Avengers confirmed.
Well, actually, I think she might be more of a champion than a Young Avenger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's more of the group champions, but that could be true too. She could be a Young Avenger also, but we will see.
We will see. I mean, there's a whole lot that they can do here. It seems like they're doing it.
Actually, you know what? If I've learned nothing else from the internet, speculation equals facts. So
right.
He said speculation.
we are looking at phase five right now.
That is what we're doing.
Indeed.
So we gotta talk about Darcy.
Yeah, what happened with her? We don't know.
Darcy. Oh, yeah.
Maybe she'll be a waitress.
She'll be in the middle of the circus, right? The all clown circus.
The all clown circus. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was funny that every person I saw switch over was a clown.
Yeah. Clowns.
I wonder what she'll be. Wonder if she'll remember.
That's what I'm wondering too. If. Because it looks like, you know, as Wanda expands that, it seems like those people on the outer rim of her bubble that she was making, of the hex, if you will, they don't seem to be as animated, or just, you know, a lot of them were just kind of motionless.
Yeah, they're because they're away from the power source, which is, I think, Wanda.
Exactly. So, you know, now that she's expanding it.
Yeah.
What's that? What effect is that going to have? I wonder.
Well, I think that's all part of the plan is she, they're tying it into her grief and all of her other stuff. And I think Agnes is just nudging and nudging, and I think that's just part of the plan, is to keep expanding it, and eventually you just, I don't know what the, I don't know why they're cracking reality, but I think that's her goal, is to crack reality. But we shall see.
Yes, we shall see. So I guess like the next Marvel series is what, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
And I don't think that will tie into this at all.
That's what I was thinking. Because
clearly Spider-Man will.
Yeah. And in fact, you think Spider-Man will be like the follow-up to this?
Well, I think that's how you get into the Spider-Verse live action.
That's what I think so too. Yeah.
I would be very surprised if either Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire don't show up.
Yeah. And then maybe from there that goes to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe trying to set all of this, you know, correct. Saving Wanda.
Yeah.
Wanda probably gets sucked into some sort of central multiverse, something or other. But I think another huge question is what is S.W.O.R.D. really up to?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Because it seems like they're clearly up to something, right? And clearly hiding something.
Yeah. And I feel like it's going to be more complicated, but it seems as if they were trying to turn Vision into a weapon. But I feel like it's going to be worse.
Yeah, I think they were trying to reverse engineer him. Yeah.
Going against his wishes. And maybe that is what started Wanda down this path, is someone letting her know that.
Yeah,
that could be. Yeah. Wanda's getting these visions.
No pun intended. Visions.
What's that?
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. Yeah. Of, you know, she sees glimpses of like Vision of when he was like dead. Right.
Yeah. You know,
and same thing with Quicksilver.
It's right after they say something that kind of bothers her.
Yeah.
She gets a reminder of what's at stake if she lets this go.
Yeah. Or you think that's really what they look like. You like, she's kind of puppeting in them, if you will. And
Yeah. Obviously that Quicksilver was never shot like that, but that's what would happen. And we saw what happens when the Vision leaves. He's getting sucked back in, but he's also getting torn apart and starting to look deader and deader. So maybe leaving her split reality will cause the old reality to start again. I don't know. But I feel it's not a coincidence that she's getting these thoughts of what they look like whenever something happens that reminds her of the real world.
Do you guys think we'll get the all monochromatic one color Vision, like the white Vision from at the end of all this?
We might. I don't know. Really, all I know is that they talked about that there was a Mark Hamill level guest star at the end of the series. And at first I thought maybe they was in an interview and Paul Bettany let it slip or whatever. And they said it was, you know, and at first, like, you would think they were maybe talking about Evan Peters, but it was Paul Bettany said it was an actor that he'd always wanted to work with. And I doubt that Paul Bettany has sat around thinking, man, if only I could work with Evan Peters.
I mean, Evan Peters is pretty great, though.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I wonder who then. I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, he's worked with a lot of people while he's worked with the Avengers. So is it somebody new and completely different?
I mean, it could be Michael Fassbender. I don't know. I'm just could be Patrick Stewart.
Or maybe Ian McKellen, if it's somebody he's always wanted to work with, maybe.
Yeah.
Man, I could see that, too. I don't know.
Maybe it's Pauly Shore and we'll get Encino Man will be a...
Yeah. Like Brandon Fraser, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. The list could go on and on.
What do you think, Sam?
Ryan Reynolds.
You said that? Ryan. It could be Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, it could be, right?
Deadpool. Hey, guys.
Yeah, it would be great as if just...
Or Hugh Jackman.
In the background. In the background, just if Deadpool's in every scene of this, or they show a thing of where... He was just a neighbor who was stuck and it was always just off camera.
that would be pretty great.
Like cut to him like, I'm mowing the lawn again.
I can almost hear Ryan Reynolds say that.
Yeah. That would be funny.
That would be great. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many theories. I do kind of like the pacing that they release a new episode each week, though, because it kind of lets you digest that.
Well, it's as much as I'm angry that it occurs, I'm thankful because I don't want to word this. So Netflix,
I have a reason to go on and live one more week.
Exactly. Netflix drops everything and you watch it and you binge it and it makes, maybe you do it in a day or two, or maybe you only watch one episode a day and it's eight episodes long. It takes you just over a week and then you're kind of done with it. And you don't really like, this gives you time in between it to talk about it with people that also watch it, and you know that someone hasn't watched four episodes ahead of where you're at. You don't have to worry about, oh gosh, this person hasn't had a chance to see as much as I did, you know, things like that. So as much as I don't like having to wait for my gratification, it's probably better.
Yeah, at first I didn't really like it either, but I think, you know, it allows you to digest that episode, I think, because I know binging a lot of the shows like on Netflix or what have you, it's like that episode in the middle of the whole thing, you know, like episode four or five of a 12 episode series or whatever. I don't remember what happened in that episode, you know. Mm-hmm. It might as well have been, you know, whatever, you know, but like with this, like I kind of know, or I remember episode four or episode three, you know, a little bit better than I think I remember those other ones where I just kind of flew through it because I wanted to just see what happened as fast as possible before anybody ruined it for me. So I don't know.
And I think the whole half hour, format, I think, kind of works for it.
Yeah, that too. I wasn't sure about the half hour, but it does kind of work, I think.
And honestly, they don't seem to be stuck at a specific time. Like they tell their story when however long it takes, which is nice. Because, you know, if you're watching a regular show, it's a half hour and that's all you get. So some of them are like 35 minutes or whatever. So I like that.
Yeah.
Not saying that I wouldn't like more every week. I think to myself, oh, it's over already.
Okay. Is it safe to talk about Agent Wu now?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
What about him?
I love that dude.
Oh yeah. The guy's awesome.
I saw someone said that as far as they're concerned, one of the greatest things ever would be is if he gets his own X-Files style show where he is just, you know, kind of like investigating paranormal / superhero related things and is just, he should have his own show.
Yeah, because up to this point, you like, okay, he's an agent. You haven't really seen him in action, but we seen him in action today in this episode.
Yep.
Yeah, and he kicked butt.
He's capable of handling situations.
How about like, what if that show that you're proposing has both Monica Rambeau and him?
Yeah,
that would be awesome, I think.
Yeah.
And Darcy.
And Darcy. Yeah, all three of those. Yeah, why not?
Someone else said that if he walks through the WandaVision, whatever you want to call it, shield, when he walks through, when he steps out the other way, that hopefully he's John Krasinski.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, that's who I think might be maybe a special guest.
Reed Richards?
Yeah.
Mm. That would be good. I like that the internet has spoiled me so much to think that he's going to be Reed Richards, whether or not he actually gets cast that way.
right.
I knew right away what you were starting at.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I mean, they almost have to make him Reed Richards now, right? Because
really,
at this point. But man, that would be cool though, huh?
Yeah.
And maybe the Fantastic Four get their powers by going through Wanda's hex bubble.
She does. They did talk about her having a form of cosmic energy from where the universe. That's what it's being given off from, the same kind of thing that was given off at the creation of the universe.
Right.
And Monica Rambeau did say that she knew an aeronautical engineer that would be very interested in it. And then it was like a one-off, like she was like texting somebody.
Right.
But then
the 1990s Fantastic Four song wouldn't come into play.
Is that the 4 for 4?
Yes.
All right. Well, why not? They could, you know, maybe it somehow could appear in one of Wanda's sitcoms somehow.
It's elastic.
You know what would be amazing is if in order to hack into all these things, Darcy was using a computer program with the initials Herbie.
Oh man, that's a deep cut right there.
Yes.
That would be pretty cool.
It's all coming together.
It is all coming together. Man, what if we just broke that? What if we just realized, we came to the realization that they're going to introduce the Fantastic Four at the end of this?
Oh,
big surprise.
We would be posting this very podcast everywhere again.
Right.
I would like to remind everyone what I said earlier about speculation.
So, that's true. That's right. Right.
If we have to do a callback.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Well, should we move on to Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Sure. We dipped our feet in it.
Yeah, we dipped our feet in it, and might as well stay Marvel for a little bit longer, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, first impressions. What did we think about this? Is it the second trailer? I guess it is the second trailer, right?
Second trailer. Yep.
Yeah, it looks absolutely awful. No, I'm just kidding. Marvel clearly doesn't know what they're doing. No, I think it looks good. They've always had really good banter back and forth, even saying they hate each other in the car and Civil War or whatever it was. So I've been looking forward to it just looks good. Looks funny and entertaining and
action packed, the whole deal. Yeah.
You got Baron
Zemo. Yeah.
Yeah. Zemo in it.
And his mask. You see him hold his mask. Yeah. I was excited about that.
So yeah, that looks pretty good. I'm just waiting for Falcon to hold the shield. I haven't seen him hold the shield yet.
Oh, he throws it in the trailer though.
Does he?
Yeah. He throws it, it bounces off a tree, and Winter Soldier catches it.
At least when I say hold it, like flying with his wings.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I think it'd be kind of cool if they do that type of thing though, where they use it together, you know, where bounce it off things, and they kind of that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
But clearly, I think Falcon needs to be kind of the wielder of it, since it was kind of bestowed upon him by Steve.
What do we know about the actual show?
The title.
Oh.
It has Baron Zemo in it, apparently.
Baron Zemo.
I've heard that we're going to get U.S. Agent as well.
Yes.
And that the government doesn't want Falcon.
Yes. I think the storyline is going to be basically loose on Nick Spencer's run of Sam Wilson's Captain America.
Gotcha.
Which is a great read, by the way. And
I've read some of those.
And also on some of our podcasts, we've talked about it.
Indeed. In our back catalog.
Our back catalog, yes.
Indeed. Yeah, it looks really good. I was kind of excited about it before, but seeing this last trailer just makes me think, man, I think I'm going to like the show way more than I thought I was going to.
I think this is something I'm making convince my wife to watch.
Yeah, because I think it'll be kind of the Captain America Winter Soldier kind of esque vibes from it.
Yes,
where it's going to be like kind of a little espionage, a little bit of action packed stuff going on. You know, it's gonna be a little bit more grounded superhero.
Yeah,
series, I think.
Yeah,
which is cool. All right. Anything else we want to discuss about Falcon Winter Soldier? Do you think we kind of, you know, got everything out of that we can?
Anthony Mack will always be Papa Doc to me.
I met him. He was nice.
Yeah.
He is hilarious too. I've listened to podcast interviews with him, and he is a funny guy.
Yeah. Met Evan Peters too. Talking about all kinds of people that I've met.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about someone I've never met.
Gina Carano?
I've never met her.
Never met her either.
Would you? Well, I'm not sure if we want to meet her. I don't know. Yeah. Based off of some of the recent news that we've heard, I guess, you know, she's no longer on the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Because of some internet antics.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I have such a mixed opinion of her because I've seen her interviewed and she seems like a charming, nice human being, but she has a history of just saying whatever she wants online and not necessarily having great takes on things.
No.
And so I guess what aggravates me is I the amount of people that I've heard complain about Disney removing her. Like that they don't support cancel culture. And so their response is you should cancel your Disney Plus subscription. And it seems to me that is the same thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I work for a company, and if I tweeted the things that she tweeted, I would probably lose my job as well. And I don't have a public role.
Right. You're not like the mascot of that company that you work for.
Right.
You know, you're not. And, yeah.
And she's been warned because she's tweeted some things before that they didn't like. And I just feel like if you got a job that where you got to be in the public, that you just, it's not like the rest of the free world hasn't figured out, hey, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but you probably just keep some of it off of your social media. I don't know. It's hard for me to feel bad for her.
Yeah, I don't really feel bad for her. You kind of, again, you've been warned on several of your other posts that you have posted, and you know, there is the whole freedom of speech, but that's just you forgot the fact that, you know, that's for the government not to persecute you, not for anyone else to say, hey, you're fired if you're my employee.
Yeah. A freedom of speech doesn't apply to private businesses. I mean, it doesn't mean you're free from the consequences of what you say.
Right.
Right. Exactly. If you're a public figure, you gotta realize everything that you say, you know, you gotta have a little bit of a filter. Right.
Right.
Or just, you know, take what you said, say like, well, I meant it, and just take your L. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, if I've learned nothing else from watching, you know, social media in the last couple of years, it's that people, you know, take it seriously and are responsible with everything they say. So, so I don't know. I just feel like, well, like she's Robert De Niro at the end of The Joker.
Oh wow.
She got what she deserved.
She got what she deserved.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Joker, Rick, have you seen that yet?
I have, and you know, and I got that reference.
How long ago did you watch that movie?
Literally yesterday.
No, Chris, I remember you and I had talked about it on a previous podcast.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
We did, yes.
Indeed we did, yeah.
Because we saw it in a reasonable amount of time. I mean, realistically, I mean, what reason would he have to go see a cultural touchstone movie about a pop culture villain? He doesn't, you know, obviously do anything that involves pop culture whatsoever. So, I
mean, no. Exactly.
Or anything about comic books or anything.
So, right. I mean, so what interest would I have of seeing said movie?
Exactly. Exactly. It's
I mean, it's not like it had Jared Leto in it.
No. But it's not like that movie. He's got tattoos on his forehead that says damaged. How would you know that Joker is damaged in that movie?
Right. What indication, what clues would be presented to you that would, you know, basically let you know that that's what's going on?
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but Joker was really good. I enjoyed it. It wasn't too much of a shock or a surprise to me, like how the movie played out, but you know.
You've seen Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy before.
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah, it wouldn't be much of a surprise.
But I would say Joaquin Phoenix's performance, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's worth watching just for that, I think, really.
Right.
You think it's worth like an award or something, or
maybe
some sort of accomplishment?
If there were these things that were given out for awards for portraying a character, I don't know what you would call them.
But Rovers, yeah. Or
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You got to name them after your favorite Muppet. So Grover's yours.
I think I am Grover.
Yeah, I think I call it the Big Birds.
Big Birds.
Or the Snuffleupagus.
Oh yeah, there you go. I've never seen the Snuffleupagus. I think he's imaginary. Did they? Well, bear with me. But for a long time, when I was little, no one else could see Snuffleupagus. Am I just older than everyone else, or do you guys remember that as well?
Oh yeah,
okay. I remember that. But, that changed at some point in time, right?
Yeah, they finally were able, because he wasn't like he was imaginary. He just would
walk away.
Yes.
Who was the only person that could see him? Big Bird, right?
Big Bird, yes.
Yeah. Of course, maybe it was like Big Bird vision, and it was actually like Mr. Hooper that was keeping everyone else from seeing it, just trying to drive Big Bird crazy.
Maybe Big Bird liked to eat a lot of mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's like that bird nip, if there's like catnip with a bird.
Bird nip sounds like the worst possible aviation adult movie. Bird nip.
That one shows a full bird nip.
Yeah. You go. Like, why do they even do that? That's not the way they feed their young.
I think there's going to be a whole new subreddit.
Yeah. Podcast. Oh, yeah, you dirty girl, regurgitate. Come on.
Oh, my. Yes, sirree. But I guess sticking with jokes.
Speaking of weird things, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
Yeah.
So, apparently, it seems like he might be getting another chance at portraying everyone's favorite Joker. Yeah, I mean that is the internet's favorite Joker, right? I'm not wrong in making that statement, right? It's Jared Leto, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Number one. Distant number two is either Jack Nicholson or Heath Ledger, but
I guess it looks like from some of the shots, there's some of the images, like he may not have all the tattoos.
There's no damage on his forehead. That's kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
But maybe it takes place beforehand.
That could be before he got damaged.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, they were just fake tattoos. Maybe they were just,
I read that, I don't know, it was just a fan theory or whatever, that he's Jason Todd.
Yeah, I've heard that too, yeah.
And Jason Todd got damaged, so I believe it.
Wow.
That's true. That is true. I don't know. I kind of like that theory better, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Will the Snyder Cut live up to the
hopes to and the dreams
Batman v Superman?
We can only hope.
Yep.
Hope. I mean, honestly, I kind of want to see what they do with it, but I'm not like, I can't see how much of an improvement it's going to be, if anything.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
But I'm curious. I am curious. So,
you know, the actors, though, apparently did not like the replacement director at all.
And who was that replacement director?
I believe it was Joss Whedon.
I think you're right. He's been in the news lately as well. Not looking so much of a feminist as everyone thought he was.
No.
I gotta say I'm a little bit, you know, I've stated before on previous episodes, big fan of Buffy and Angel and all that stuff, and a lot of the stuff that he's had his hands in. But you know, it seems like he might have a history of having you know.
Well, this is like the first time something like this has come up about Joss Whedon, but it's kind of been kind of brushed underneath the rug somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of fell under the radar, but yeah, there's been mumblings like in past years of him not being such a good person to work with. I think hence why he was only for at the beginning of the MCU universe.
Yeah, he just basically just did the Avengers, and then it seems like then they kind of quickly wanted to wash their hands of him.
Yeah.
maybe I don't know. It's disappointing though, because I do like a lot of the stuff that he's done, but or has been involved with, but you know, when you hear those rumors and stuff, you're like, oh man, really?
Yeah. So it becomes an interesting thing of separating the artist from the art and whether or not you're able to do that. And I'm like, some cases I can, and some cases I can't. It's weird. Like, I get that, like, for example, H.P. Lovecraft was an anti-Semite. I get it. He was racist. And not that I sit around reading H.P. Lovecraft every day, but I seem to separate the art. Maybe it's because he's been dead for like a ridiculously long time. But at the same time, like when Gina Carano, for example, just says her things, and that doesn't make me hate the character she played. I get why Disney doesn't want her on the show or whatever, but it was an okay character and she played it okay. And it's not like I'd never watch The Mandalorian again just because she was a part of it. But torturing people on the set, you know, and like Michelle Trachtenberg saying that she was never allowed to be alone with her, with him.
Yeah. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that does not sound good.
No, it doesn't.
That reminds me of like when you hear, hey, don't hang around that particular cousin or uncle by yourself.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what it seems like. But, I mean, you know, I don't want to presume too much, but also just makes you wonder what they mean, you know, like, and I think Sarah Michelle Gellar said something about, you know, she was proud of the character Buffy and being associated with the character Buffy, but she doesn't want to forever be associated with Joss Whedon. So, what, you know,
that was a big statement. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big statement.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't, you know, don't know what to make of it. I'm sure it's not the last of it that we're going to hear.
No.
But I'm surprised. Like, have you heard anything about Jared Leto in the past?
Like unfavorably thing?
Yeah. Other than being a jerk on the set, like getting into characters and stuff like that.
No, not really.
Yeah. So someone posted a thing about him slipping into the DMs of every actress in Hollywood that was above the age of 18. And James Gunn responded to that tweet saying, so online he sticks to the ones that are above 18.
Oh.
And there's like some talk that maybe he's been like dating some 16-year-olds. I don't know.
What? No, I didn't. That's wow.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, you don't want to hear about that either. Cause I, you know, even though nobody really truly liked his portrayal of the Joker, you know, I've liked him in other things that he's done.
Yeah, we all know that you're a big fan of My So-Called Life.
Exactly. Right. I mean, Jordan Catalano, man. Pretty dreamy. Oh,
man, you remembered his name.
Pretty dreamy. Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. I kind
of struggled to find that that memory.
I did like him in Fight Club, but he was getting, you know, his face damaged pretty badly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he for me, he's up there with Megan Gyllenhaal. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So really, you think he's really, really hot?
And creepy.
And creepy. Yeah, I don't know. He's probably Dorian Gray, really. Because the guy has not aged. Right? And he's a little bit creepy. Yeah. And, you know,
Dorian. Hey, speaking of not aging and being creepy, what about Armie Hammer?
What's going on with that guy?
I don't even know where to start. Someone like released the messages that he has. Apparently he has a cannibal fetish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he related to MC Hammer?
No, he's a baking soda.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's related to Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
I'm going to read some of these things to you. Because it's his ex, Courtney Vukakovic. He wanted to barbecue and eat me. He said he wants to break my rib and barbecue it and eat it.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I want to find. Gosh, I really want to find this. It was above creepy.
Well, with a name like Armie Hammer.
Yeah. I can't.
So all of them were basically had to do with cannibalism.
Yeah.
Really?
It had to do with cannibalism and like killing people and eating them. And I don't know if necrophilia came up in it, but. Man, I can't find him right now.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Well, according to page six, he said, "I want to take a bite out of you. If I had a little cut on my hand, he like sucking it and licking it." That was from his ex-girlfriend. So
yeah. Multiple victims have come forward.
Wow.
Thinking of holding your heart in my hand and controlling when it beats. I'm 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. That's scary to admit. I've never admitted before. I've cut the heart out of a living animal before and eaten it while it was still warm.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, we all have, but we don't message it.
Right. I mean, that's wow.
Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
I need to drink your blood. So weird.
That is pretty weird.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what MC Hammer would say about that?
You can't touch this?
That's it.
I will actually that he was too legit. Too legit to quit eating people.
Please, Armie Hammer, don't hurt me.
Oh, wow. and put me in the mix. They put me in the mix. and probably telling Army Hammer he has to pray just to make it today.
It's the man. I think I'm done. I don't think I have any other way to pull in an MC Hammer.
And take up the values of the Addams Family.
Oh
my gosh.
They okay. Do what they want to do. Song. Say what they want to say.
Yeah.
Eat who they want to eat.
I don't know. Who they want to eat. Filet who they want to filet.
Hey, that's it. Wow. Wow. Speaking of cannibalism and stuff, what was this Last of Us? Is it that if I'm that's a zombie thing, right?
Kind of. It's you ever see the fungus that turns ants into zombies?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that for humans, where it's kinds of turned them into like weird zombie things. But they've cast who will play Joel and Ellie, the two main characters of the video games, and Joel will be played by a little actor who I really feel has a bright future ahead of him, named Pedro Pascal.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. He was good in Narcos. but he was also obviously the Mandalorian, and he was in the game. He was in the Game of Thrones, as was his co-star, who's playing as Ellie, is named Bella Ramsey, or we might know her as Lady Mormont.
Interesting.
So I hope that she plays the character the same way she played Lady Mormont.
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Last of Us, but
but it's might be the best game story that I've ever played.
I've heard that from other people, and that's kind of like what's kind of piqued my interest in that game, where I'm like, oh man,
And I am the hugest fan of the voice actress who plays Ellie, so. Her name's Ashley Johnson. She's part of Critical Role. She was the waitress that Captain America saves in Avengers.
Oh, okay. Huh.
She was also on Growing Pains.
I was going to say, isn't that the little girl in Growing Pains?
It is the little girl in Growing Pains.
Huh.
No. So yeah, that's really all I have. There's only really two stars of the video game, so. The casting, important casting thereafter ends.
Gotcha. Everything else is a mindless zombie. I'm assuming they're mindless, right?
Yeah, mostly. They're fast too. They're not like a slow zombie.
The fast zombies.
So a 28 days later zombie.
Yeah.
28 days later, they weren't zombies. They were victims. They had a virus. That's like,
well, that sounds like The Last of Us too, right? I mean, they're not technically dead, right?
Oh no, they have a fungus.
Fungus. Yeah, I guess a fungus is different than a virus.
Yeah. I mean, the fungus has taken over their brain. Well, I'm really happy that fungus hasn't figured out how to do that to people yet.
Yeah, that's that's probably fortunate for humanity at this point.
Yeah, because like literally everywhere you'd go, you'd have to wear a mask. And we've all seen how that goes.
Right.
And the next thing you know. Mark Wahlberg is going to be our savior as a science teacher.
Oh yes, for sure.
He was the most believable science teacher since
Denise Richards,
yes, that's yep. You took the words out of my mouth.
Denise Richards is this, I don't.
She's a nuclear physicist, I think. In
that's correct.
In GoldenEye, wasn't it?
No, it was. Which Bond movie was that? Was it Die Another Day? I think it was Die Another Day.
Die Another Day.
Yeah.
Oh no! What was her name?
Let me find it for you. I will see if I can remember in my computer brain of mine.
It's probably Dr. Christmas Jones.
Ah, yes.
The world is not enough. That's not nearly as exciting a name as they usually give female characters in James Bond movies.
Yeah, usually they're yeah.
So she was a nuclear physicist, huh?
That's correct.
She was. And I mean, it is kind of typecasting, really.
Yeah. You ever see that tweet from that Victoria's Secret model who's a computer programmer?
No.
It's fantastic because they're like calling her out and like, yeah, of course she's like a computer programmer, like blah, 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 blah. And then she like lists all of her credentials and they're impressive. So.
See, that's pretty awesome. I appreciate that. All right. Do we have anything left to add or that's
integers.
Integers. That's true. We could add some integers
together. Yeah.
Look at that. And on our podcast, you can even learn.
Right.
Yes.
we learned a lot this episode.
Difficult thing, like adding whole numbers.
Whole numbers.
Whole numbers.
Some of them even three, maybe four digits long.
What? You're blowing my mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, well, we've learned a lot of things today.
Yeah, speaking of learning, did you guys know that Google has changed their app for podcast? Did you guys know that?
No.
Yes. Wow. Yes, instead of finding podcasts like ours, like All of My Issues on Google Play, you can now find our podcast on Google Podcast.
Oh, get out of here.
Exactly, yes. So if you want to listen to some of episodes of different podcasts, you know, just like ours, as All My Issues, you can listen to it on the Google Podcasts app and also the Apple's iTunes app and other places you find your favorite podcast.
Woohoo! That's right.
Yeah. And you can subscribe and get new episodes when they come out.
Yeah. So definitely hit that subscribe button.
Yes, that would be hit that subscribe.
All right. So I guess we don't have much else to say, right? We've kind of wrapped up the episode. So I guess we'll say reach us on all those aforementioned ways that Sam just told us about how to get to the podcast.
Right.
Check us out on allofmyissues.com.
Exactly. All of My Issues on Facebook.
That's right. And, President Trump may not be able to tweet, but we still can.
That's it.
On Twitter. So check us out. So, thanks for listening.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.